Welcome to ASI Cast number 144. I'm Richard Marks, ASI's Research Director, and today we have the first in a series of podcasts that are going to be previewing our upcoming conference in terms of actual papers in Nice this November. We heard in our last podcast from the host of our content session, Lucia Antal, about what she's hoping for that. Here we're going to be talking about a specific paper, and I'm delighted to be welcoming back to the podcast, Ian Garland of Milton Data. So welcome back, Ian.
Thank you, Richard and Michael.
Now, you've hosted the podcast on occasion before, but I don't think you've actually necessarily been the subject of it. So it might be worth giving us a quick bit of background before we kick off on what you get up to with Milton Data. What sorts of projects do you get involved in, and how do you fit into the research ecosystem, as it were?
Thank you, Richard. Milton Data is a research analytics firm based in Sydney, but serving the global community, the ASI community, really. We've worked primarily in media research, a lot to do with currencies. Over the years, we've done work in radio, TV, and the internet, and indeed all our current projects, and a lot of fusion work, integrating data sets. Recently, we've been working on a range of market mix modelling exercises with a range of organisations, and we've done branding and other marketing analysis. But really, the bread and butter of the business is about creating integrated data sets, a combination of both proprietary and syndicated for use in various media research applications.
Now, obviously, it's those skills you've brought to bear on the topic and the project you're going to be talking about at ASI on the Friday with your co-presenter and client, Craig Johnson of Seven West Media. The paper's called River of Dreams, and it's about how you've integrated TAM and broadcast of VOD currency for OzTAM. Now, obviously, we're at the conference, we'll be getting chapter and verse on how you did and the results from that. But what's the background to this initiative? How did it originate, and what are its objectives?
I think the first thing to acknowledge is that OzTAM was really early into creating a custom metric for the streaming audiences for their broadcaster clients. And just to clarify, their broadcaster clients include Seven West, which is a commercial television organisation, and other commercial organisations like the Nine and Ten networks, public service broadcasters like the ABC and SBS, and Foxtel, a large cable and satellite operator. And so that organisation is our key stakeholders in the Australian TV audience measurement framework, recognising six, 7 years ago the imminent importance of BVOD, then streaming data. OzTAM had the prescience to set up a video player measure that was built and funded using proprietary technology developed by OzTAM. And over the years, we have seen that measure grow from being substantially less than 1% of total viewing to now, on average, about 5%, and increasing in size and relative importance to the broadcasters overall. The start was just a capture of total minutes, but progressively we saw more and more functionality added to the measurement of the video player measure and the BVOD services, including the addition of demographics, the addition of estimates of co-viewing, the ability to add in enhanced demographics like presence of children, estimation of grocery buyers, and all the standard trading demographics along with age and gender. So that measure of the BVOD universe has largely existed in isolation for the last 4 or 5 years, complete with those sorts of enhanced demographic extensions. And the last few years, OzTAM has been working to create an integration of the TAM data set, the linear TV, with the BVOD measure in a service called VOZ. And the measure of VOZ allows us to do both the silos of the VPM measure for video ad campaigns seen on the BVOD platforms, the linear campaigns, and the integration of the two. I think the point of the paper is that this is groundbreaking in as much as it's an essential part of how we get these cross-platform measures that have been a part of the ASI conferences for the last few years. But probably even more importantly is the power of that BVOD measure offers potential above and beyond just the cross-platform. Areas that we are continuing to look at is how it can be used to enhance broadcaster with their fast or their free ad-supported streaming services, how they can be used to provide, say, integrated ad platforms for the sale of advertising across all of the broadcasters, say 7, 9, and 10, and the ability to allow enhancements through integration with digital ad platforms on both the server side, the supply side, and the demand side. So I think, if you like, the nature of our opportunity within, and the reason we see this as a river of dreams, is the ability for the broadcasters to go not just beyond linear and combining it with their digital platforms, but to give them the full scope of an online and internet-based advertising platform, as well as all the traditional measures we've seen from currency TAM.
Now, you mentioned the innovative nature of it. What's I think is going to be a recurring theme at the conference is that in a number of countries, I can think of four or five off the top of my head, although not all of those are public domain yet. The broadcasters have come together in various combinations to create their own C-Flight or similar systems, independent of the currency, the TV or video currency. I mean, often using it as an input, but it's been a separate project. What seems to be fairly unique about this is that this is actually happening within as an extension of the currency, as opposed to one of those separate projects. What's different about the situation here? Why? How is this, other than you mentioned an early start? How is this situation different to other markets where it's largely been an independent broadcaster led? And I should clarify, I'm talking about post-campaign evaluation. The currencies are often offering content-based planning tools, but as I understand it, this is both planning and evaluation.
And I think that's the key reason why Austam saw in the first instance, it's been an imperative for decades now, for television to measure itself as broadly as it can. We've seen over the years in various initiatives to measure, for example, out of home as an extension of the traditional TAM measure. It became really apparent, sort of 5, 7 years ago, that the not only was the digital component, the broadcast video on demand element, going to be an important part of the total viewing environment for the broadcasters, it gave this investment, and it's been a significant investment, millions of dollars over the most of the last decade, has allowed them to come to a point where they can compete with platforms like, say, Google and Facebook. It can offer them new insights into their behaviors on both BVOD and on linear and together, and to give them new capabilities. I think the difference is that, while it's not been without its challenges, I think the nature of the Austam as an organization managing the TAM currency, its ability to align the members of its board, the shareholders, and all the other stakeholders, because not all the stakeholders are shareholders as well. Those things have been an essential part of saying, if we are going to survive what was a very obvious threat for their advertising businesses, then they needed to work together. So I guess, if you like, I said, the prescience was recognizing the nature and the challenge of the competition, and then what were the essential components needed to be put in place. And so progressively, it's been building over time to achieve those outcomes.
You mentioned Google and Facebook. I mean, this might be more of a question at the conference for Craig, but how is the WFA's cross-media measurement North Star fitting into this, specifically in Australia? And I guess it's more a general question about what the priorities are in the Australian media scene more generally. But is this compatible with any initiatives around things like Project Halo that we're going to be discussing at the conference?
I think the interesting thing is that the AANA has probably been, yeah, the on the forefront of pushing any WFA initiatives. The North Star, the broader cross-media measurement platform, is one example and most preeminent. John Broome, the former head of the AANA, said the AANA, the Advertising Association, so the Australian Association for National Advertisers, so more, I guess, like the IPA in the UK, their objective was to be a fast follower. I think there's been a few changes in that organisation, and so we've not really seen any fast following, nor have we seen, I guess, any major activity towards like a Project Origin or Halo type outcome, because I think we've seen organisations, and I'll use Nine Network, which is another commercial TV, which has a presence in broadcast television, premium video content, publishing, and radio. They are building solutions that are providing for their advertising and agency clients measures of across media, and similarly, Seven and Ten, again, two of the other big broadcasters, are doing much the same. So I think that at the moment, the at least for the Australian market, I can't comment on the other side. North Star, Project Origin haven't really been preeminent in the minds of the major advertisers. I think what's exercising our market here far more, and I think will be an interesting dynamic at the conference, on the two fronts. One is the attention-based metrics and the role that they're playing, certainly in the minds of both the major media operators, everyone from broadcast TV, radio, and the internet platforms. And then the second thing is the increasing importance and acknowledged role of market mix modeling and traditional econometric measures to getting effective outcomes for advertising campaigns. If you look at the nature of the Australian market at the moment, I think those two dimensions are far more progressed in terms of exercising the minds of both the buy and the sell side than North Star.
Well, it's obviously North Star is going to be one of the things we're going to be covering at the conference, and you're presenting on the Friday morning, but on the 2 days preceding that and after, you'll be able to be in the audience, hopefully enjoying the event. What are you hoping to get out of this year's ASI conference in terms of paper sessions and general debate?
Well, I think the first thing is what you and Mike have just been talking about, which is the single factor all together again. I think that while I think it's been a commendable and worthwhile effort to have the virtual conferences over the last few years, it's not quite the same as being able to gather as we are this year in Nice and to share stories, experiences, and learnings in a non-virtual environment in a real world sense. I think that I'm interested. My interest goes beyond just the television part, which we're presenting. So I'm really interested in seeing what's happening on the radio day as well. I think that there's a lot there. Again, work that is being done in Australia, which is really, I think, groundbreaking, is the work GfK are doing with Commercial Radio Australia, which is the integration of streaming data and currency measurements using both diary and passive measures. Where, because of our relationship with and work with CRA, we're at least involved in some fashion with that as well. Sharing those learnings and seeing how other markets are taking the radio is going to be of interest to me. On the TV side and the cross-media side, yes, I think the discussions about the practicality of the measure for cross-media and the politics of it too, and how I'm interested in hearing from the Dutch, as always. They've fairly well progressed. So I think, the fact of being together and talking with friends and colleagues from around the world about their learnings and experiences, and those two aspects about how things have progressed in the last 3 years on the audio-video front are really the things that are exercising and exciting me.
Well, thanks for giving us a preview of your paper. If the people listening are already booked at the event, then hopefully that's encouraged them to make sure that they're in the Friday morning session. If you haven't booked yet, we'll put a link on the website and you can check whether tickets are still on sale, because we're not entirely sure by the time this goes out whether we may have reached capacity, but we'll put a link so you can check whether you can still squeeze into the event. In the meantime, thanks for joining us, Ian.
Thank you very much.